This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. Segment is brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. Franklin Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one's been in an accident, contact the Frankels, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go to truckwreck.com for a free consultation. It's brought to you by Cars for Kids as well. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Here's Wolchuk with a good sports topic.
Thank you. I was thinking about, I don't know why, but it popped into my head our interaction with Trey Wingo at the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And Trey was talking about the podcast that he was doing, and we started talking about some what-ifs. And I was like, man, we should bring that topic back. You know, what are some of your biggest what-if DFW sports memories or moments, and then just in general in sports entirety? I mean, I think in Dallas we've got a lot of what if sports moments. I mean, I think the Cowboys alone, we could probably cover an entire segment. You know, what if Dez caught it by the rules, you know, which he did catch it. But if they had have said, yes, that was indeed a catch, they didn't overturn that. What if DeMarco Murray doesn't fumble in that football game? What if Romo gets the snap down against Seattle?
That's the one for me.
What
for
ends
sure.
up happening then? Does Bill Parcells
Romo
retire?
Dropped it!
Right. What yeah. if Patrick Creighton catches the ball against the Giants in 07 in the divisional round?
Or if R.W. McQuarters could just drop the ball.
And a Cowboy could catch it for a touchdown.
Yeah.
How about you know? Rodgers fumbling on Jeff Heath's sack?
Yes.
That could have ended that game.
A
right
lot.
There.
I mean, there's a lot with the Cowboys. I mean, you go with the Mavs, 06. Like, what if they don't blow the lead in game three and they go up 3-0 against yeah. the Heat?
Just what if there were different referees in
yeah.
the series?
Like, what if Dwayne Wade didn't pay off the refs in that series?
Yeah. NBA wasn't rigged.
Yes.
You know? What if the Cowboys...
I'm Tim Donaghy. Gamble with me daily.
He is amazing to listen to, dude. The guy that was right in the middle of that controversy giving you gambling yeah. tips or gambling calls.
I'm Tim Donaghy. I know who the officials are tonight. Bet with me. I get an 800 number. Call yeah. it now. 800. We're crooks.
We're crooks.
We know, Tim. 2017, what if the Cowboys, instead of drafting Taco, paired their first, second, and third round picks, move up for Mahomes?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Man.
It'd be crazy. Or what if they have taken T.J. Watt, and now you'd have T.J. Watt and Micah Parsons?
They yeah. might not have taken Ooh. Parsons then.
Let's just, you know, for this what if we're saying
No,
they
I
do.
Just wonder. Yeah.
But yes.
I mean, like the one where we get Mahomes. I'm not going to lie.
I do
that's,
like the one
that's
with Mahomes.
Pretty fantastic.
I think every team is probably looking like, yeah, that's probably our biggest what if. What if we had
What if
moved
we
up,
had Mahomes?
Like the Bears for sure. What if we didn't take Mitchell Trubisky and we had him taken Patrick Mahomes?
How many Super Bowls would the Cowboys have right now if they'd taken Mahomes?
He's got three.
Yeah.
Probably two.
Do you think Jason Garrett could have pulled this off?
Oh, man.
Scott Linehan?
Because there is something about him being with Andy Reid.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
he is great. Don't
for
get
sure.
me wrong.
For sure.
But his greatness is also maximized by he does have an outstanding offensive coach in Andy Reid.
This is a gauge right in the middle of the Cowboys' despair for how low we think of the organization.
Right?
Ryan, how many would they have if they had drafted Mahomes?
One.
I think you'd have at least one. Like, he's that great.
Yeah. Yeah, I said two, and I'd probably reduce it down to one, just thinking about the coaching situation Like, you, that's not, you don't have a championship Maybe. Coach. It's not going to be with Jason Garrett. That's
you,
for sure.
You might have had some, you might have had some like Danny White situations going to NFC championship games and not getting in.
Yeah.
You might have had like four of those.
I can see that.
And then
I can
all
see
of
that.
A sudden don't get in.
Well, yeah, because Mahomes knows nothing but at least getting to a conference title game every year. He's never appeared in anything but that every season he started.
Man. I mean, okay, I think the Cowboys, you know, I think Mahomes could cut through, and the Cowboys have built a heck of a roster. I think he'd put them over the top.
I think he would too.
Do you think you he'd know? Have more than one?
Well, you look at Burrow in Cincinnati, the Bengals spend even less. The yeah. Bengals are even more boring, and he's putting them in the conversation, and Mahomes is better than Burrow.
Yeah.
So if Burrow can elevate the Bengals, damn right Mahomes would elevate the Cowboys. Four Super Bowls.
Four Super Bowls.
That's what we need.
Let's go.
Yeah. Yeah, because he wouldn't have had, I mean, he wouldn't have gotten beat by Brady in the AFC Championship. He would have at least been to maybe one more
mm-hmm. yeah.
because he wouldn't have to go through Brady in the NFC.
Yeah, yeah, that's a fascinating angle, though, and I know every player has like 32 different career trajectories based on where they go, but I do think Mahomes is special when all the chips are down, his talent shines through.
He is.
I would say for me, you got to go back to the 2000 Western Conference Finals. I grew up a massive Trailblazers fan. I still am for the most part, but, you know, the Mavs have taken up a big part of my NBA attention and heart. But they're down 3-1 to Shaq and Kobe. Shaq and Kobe looking for their first championship. And they somehow win game 5 in L.A. and game 6 in Portland. Blow them out, you know. And they dominate game 7 for 3 quarters, up 13 points going to the fourth. It was really up 16 before Brian Shaw banked in a 3 from half court at the end of the third. And that charged the Lakers, and they come out and went on like a 13-0 run to tie the game. Portland couldn't make a bucket for like 7 minutes pulling their best Virginia. And they lose, you know, and they never really got close again. You know, I can't believe it's 25 years ago, and then the whole Greg Oden and Brandon Roy fiasco. It's been torturous, you know, because that was the team growing up in that region. That's your only sports team, you know. Mm-hmm. Seahawks, Mariners, 4-hour drive away. Different media market, you know, barely even registered that hard. So that's the one if I could have the time machine and do something.
That's your biggest what-if yeah. sports
Is that
moment?
Your last sports cry, losing to the Lakers there? Or did you
no.
not even shed a tear?
No.
You were just angry?
No, I'll still have a sports cry every now and then.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
It's necessary.
Like when the Rangers win a title and whatnot.
Yeah, yeah for fun. Sure. I can get emotional.
I mean, we got a lot of, you know, the obvious when it comes to the Rangers. Like, what if Nelly Cruz catches that fly ball? What if Naftali Feliz is able to strike out the Cardinals, get that final out there in game 6 in St. Louis? Certainly. What if the Mavs had have drafted Giannis is another yeah. text that we
or
got.
Or Karl Malone or Shaq. Or-
right, right. I mean, some of the biggest, like, what-if moments in sports.
I mean,
if
the Mavs in the 80s just stayed picking in the top five, and they could not get right.
Nope. Which is just, you'd think eventually you're going to hit all of these guys. Like, what the hell are we doing?
I mean, they would win game 82 to not have the chance to take Shaq or pick some other jobber instead of Karl Malone. It was just right and left.
Gosh, that is that hurts. What if Drew Bledsoe never gets injured? We never know Tom Brady. Like, does anything ever happen with Tom Brady?
Man, you could say that, too, with the Rams with Kurt Warner.
Yeah, Trent Green. What if Trent Green doesn't go down?
Yeah.
What if Michael Jordan continued to play baseball? He never came back to win those 3 straight with the Bulls to win 6.
LeBron would be the runaway, probably, as the greatest of all time. I mean, he's already in a lot of people's minds, but it wouldn't even be really a competition.
I do like this one that I saw. What if Gordon Hayward's buzzer beater goes in and Butler wins that national championship game, which he almost made it. Unbelievable. I mean, that would have been like Butler as a national champion. That would have been awesome. What if Babe Ruth never gets traded to the Yankees?
Wow.
I mean, there's a lot of great sports what ifs when you go back and you think about some of these. But in DFW alone, I feel like we've got a ton of what if sports moments. So I think that is a fun topic. I mean, yeah, the Dez caught it. What if Errol Spence didn't get into that car accident?
Oh, yeah.
That's another good one.
The detached retina.
Yeah.
You know, and the eye problems, that definitely appears to have been a turning point in his career, but maybe he ain't done yet. He is the official champ of the G-Bag Nation.
Yes, he is.
Know that. It's time now to go to the Pimp Cup. Lucius Alexander has your G-Bag of the day.
Damn, what if, man?
What if?
Damn, what if? What if? What if Nick Anderson would have hit one of those free throws? Just one. He had 4 chances. I just needed one, Nick. I still can't stand Clyde Drexler to this day. I still don't like him.
I just needed one, Nick.
How old is he, like, what, 26 or something like that with that cul-de-sac going on in his hair? I hate that man. Finger rolls, man. How many finger rolls that dude make? I hate that. Made no sense, bro. Look, when your team is down and you just want something to happen and the other team is making finger rolls.
Yeah, just dainty layups.
Bruh. It hurts.
Oh, you want to block this? I'm just going to stop right here. And George Gervin style.
Boy, dainty is such a good word.
That just ruined Little Lucius' summer. I'm telling you. It still sticks with me, as you can tell. All right, our champion right here for G-Bag of the Day is Phillies pitcher Jose Alvarado. Alvarado? Which one is it, y'all?
I go hard A there, yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Okay. All right. Well, he was mic'd up during the game, and I'm pretty much feeling just like he is. I think you might be, too.
Is that the key for any pitcher, though, Jose, is make sure your legs are strong?
You know, I am the grizzly bear.
Yeah, you are.
I am the grizzly bear. I got, sometimes I call like to my people in the clubhouse. Bro, I feel like a fat boy. You know, like I'm fat.
I'm heavy, homie. Big as hell.
It's in the middle of the game.
I like how the last letters of the word just aren't there for these guys in baseball. The clubhouse. You know?
Yeah.
I just listen to him talk all day. Fascinating.
It's great. It
sounds cool.
A fat boy.
Yeah. I'm a fat ball.
It's big, man. Look.
Make a wish.
Man, look,
big
man.
Man confidence right there. You got to love it when you see it.
All right. What? Just speaking of baseball and announcers and whatnot, what is going on with this Sunday night baseball team on ESPN? What are they talking about? It's like pig livers and everything. What do you know about pig livers, Broadus?
I tell you, use them in boudin.
Sorry, Dad. Need to hit me, bro. I'm different.
Yeah.
It gets to my genes. I can't even control it.
Any type of liver and stuff like that for sausage making, always kind of a big thing.
Pig liver?
Pig liver, yeah.
Hog's I don't head. Think I want to eat pork sausage anymore suddenly.
Yeah.
And naughty liver! Ah! Yeah. All right, hold on.
So you ate pig's liver. I'm going back to, like, who came up with the idea to think way, way, way back when? Like, let's try that.
Starvation.
Probably the weirdest thing is I love beef liver.
Let's try that. Liver, I'm either eating the liver or I'm eating you, Fred.
Pig's liver, and it actually was very potent. Very strong. Grainy. Dry.
Like sand?
Yes.
Grainy like sand.
Grainy like sand.
Do you put any topping on it?
Not here. There was no ketchup, Carl. No ketchup. Tell you what, some onions would have been nice, though. Sauteed onions with it.
Okay. Little liver and onion situation.
Everybody, Eduardo Perez, friend of the show right there.
Jeez.
I mean, usually, is it beef liver? Like, if you're doing liver and onions, is it usually beef liver, not pork liver?
Yeah. The one that gets me is what Wolchuk talks about is tongue.
Yeah, beef tongue.
I could do like the liver and stuff. I think I can do. The tongue would bother me.
So if I brought you in like the cold cuts, like for sandwiches, but it's beef tongue,
I probably wouldn't give it a try.
Gosh, you're missing out, man.
I've never had it
right there.
I had it by mistake. I didn't know what I was ordering.
Yeah,
I thought it was just regular tacos. It was beef tongue taco.
What'd you think?
It was cool.
It was cool?
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, it's seasoned.
Flavor?
Ooh. Oh, man, it's so seasoned.
Go to Cindy's up the road here, up 75, get a tongue sandwich.
Yeah. Then I was delicious, like, maybe it's flavorful because it's where the flavor goes. Oh, then I got creeped out.
Yeah.
It's like, this is how the cow gets this flavor, and I get it now.
Yeah. So good.
Hey, happy birthday to my father-in-law, Tarek Franklin.
There we go.
He's at Hooters right now.
Harassing everybody.
Celebrating his birthday. It's my birthday. Y'all got to come dance now. Do that little chicken dance. Y'all do it, whatever. Hell. Get on over here. Hey, man, that YouTube algorithm is giving.
Uh-huh.
It is giving. I came in here. I already had some stuff prepped up that I was going to play. And then I was looking at YouTube, and it said live L.A. City Council meeting. I was like, okay. I wonder what's going on down there in L.A. with the city council
meetings. Catch Chad and
so
live?
I clicked on it. No, it wasn't Chad, man, but this is wild, bro. Because you can just say anything, and then they're like, all right, your time is out. Next. Like, you can say anything. And then I want to kill my dad. All right, next.
We got it on the record, sir.
Yep, and thank next. You. Time's up.
Thank you.
Yeah, let's go to L.A. city council meeting. This lady goes in on the whole city council. I can't believe I caught this. And she did it with a song.
Want to clarify that you can't dictate whether or not people boo or hiss if people are clapping and hooting and hollering.
So this is
that's
not on the
right.
agenda. Please stick to the agenda.
Oh, it's not.
Oh,
thanks
items.
For reminding me, Grota.
Or you can move on to general public comment.
Sure. So shout out to Smoke and Scan. Shout out DJ Paul
general
Gregorian.
Public comment.
This is Taylor Swift on the track. Now we all know what's up. Every city council member is corrupt. Kevin's racist. None of y'all give a f- Broke your promises when y'all just gave it up. Can't you see Lynn what Spiller. These people do? Lie and break the rules in plain view, babe. Grifting is Nithya Raman's energy. It's a Hollywood thing. She's filthy rich, baby. Council chamber bully politicians.
Hey.
Staffer be in trouble after snitching.
Dang.
Always switching sides, trading votes and then some. Ooh, these politicians think we're so dumb. Now we all know what's up. Every city council member is corrupt. Kevin's racist. None of y'all give a f-
Yay.
Broke your promises when y'all just gave it up.
Here we go.
Big f*** you to Kevin DeLeon. Big f*** you to Nithya Raman. Big f*** you to Marquise. Big f*** you to Bob. Big f*** you to Grope. Big shout out to Smoke and Scan. And Free Palestine.
Wow. Holy cow. Taylor Swift. Getting it done.
They give her a standing ovation.
And that's your time. Next.
Yeah.
Yes.
What a performance, man.
Oh, my Lord.
And Kevin really... He took some shots.
He took some, yeah.
Oh, where my music goes, son?
Best Taylor Swift parody since R.J. Choppy, I believe.
Whew. That's just, no, that's not the same one. I want caught up in a rapture. There we go. Hey! No. One more before we get out of here. A woman's boyfriend, allegedly this is her boyfriend. I've looked everywhere I possibly could, and that's what everybody is saying, but this is the internet saying it, not an official, you know, news site.
Mm-hmm.
Saying this is woman's boyfriend shot up the Uber.
Oh no.
Yeah. Uber driver was like, wait, answer some questions, girl.
Diamond.
Yeah. Go. You finna shoot up the car.
Shoot up the car?
Yeah, go.
What the f-? What is
go!
That? What the f is that? What the f was that?
He just shot at the car.
For what?
Let me call the police.
Answer a question.
Man,
f***
this
shit.
Let me call the police,
Cuddy.
Wow.
I'm getting too old for this S.
Seriously, dude.
Wow.
Yeah.
That might be my last day at Uber.
Yeah.
Without question.
Yeah, I don't want to... Would you get into an argument with your dude and you call the Uber and the Uber's outside, you ran into there real fast and the dude doesn't probably know that it's an Uber. He thinking that's another side dude, so he's shooting at it.
Wow.
Yeah. You think, what'd she think her rating was? She got like a 1 from the Uber?
Yeah.
Not picking her up again. She was not at the corner and they were shooting.
Yeah. She's like, it's fine. I'll just call the police. You know? No, he almost killed me, ma'am.
Yeah.
You know?
Why? Tell me why.
Yes. just had a life or death experience.
He said she avoided that question. That's how they do, boy. They're so good. They're so good at it.
Is it, they are.
They're so good at
they're playing a different game.
Yes.
Is it the Uber driver? Is it the LA City Council's Trailer Swift? Is it Sunday Night Baseball's team on ESPN talking pig liver? Or Jose Alvarado, you know I love fat athletes.
Bro, did you say Trailer Swift?
Yeah, Trailer Swift.
Oh, I think that's what hilarious.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
I'm voting for
hysterical.
That.
Hysterical.
Where are you going, Lucius?
Right there. What are you talking about?
We're at 2-1, Wolchuk.
I'll stick with the champ.
All right.
Ty. Yeah, City Council.
By a score of 3-2, and your new G-Bag of the Day champion straight off of Lucius's algorithm this afternoon. It is the City Council's response to the parody song. Okay, Krusty's Corner's coming up next. Brian, where are you taking us?
Yeah, I've got some questions for my guys. We'll do that next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.